The Mishnah Berurah wrote three parts to his sefer. There's the Mishnah Berurah, which is the basic collection of the Paiskim on the Shulchan Aruch. Then there's the Be'er Halacha, which is the delving in depth into what the Mefarshim say on the Sugya, clarifying how the Shulchan Aruch comes out as Pesach Halacha. And then there's the Shaar HaTzion, which is on the bottom, which is where he sources everything that he says in the Mishnah Berurah. So those are the three parts to the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. And, you know, each part contains its own Geshmak Chidushim.
And then the Be'er Heitiv is the Chofetz Chaim, or that's someone else?
No, that's somebody else. Be'er Heitiv is somebody else. Somebody else.
And you're learning a Bir Halacha in Taf Kuf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says that I have it in English here. A person only learns what he finds interesting. Consequently, we see that many Torah scholars are negligent in learning the few topics permitted on Tisha B'Av, because it is unpleasant learning something different than normal, and I am one of them. Mishnah Berurah says that. I am one of those people that are negligent in this area.
Wow.
Wait, wow. Where's the... Huge. Hold on. The Biurim and Moshvim.
That's the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. That was not written by the Chofetz Chaim. That's the group of Talmidei Chachamim who are alive today that put that together.
Okay, so there's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, then the Shaar HaTzion, which is the sources.
Right.
And then the Be'er Heitiv, which is someone else, and then the Shaar HaTshuva, which
The Be'er Heitiv is in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shaar HaTshuva is also in Shulchan Aruch. The Be'er Heitiv is a bridged version of the major Nosei Kelim, namely the Magen Avraham and the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shaar HaTshuva is a collection of the interesting scenarios that come up that relate to the Shulchan Aruch. Various Tshuva Sfarim spoke about interesting scenarios.
The Shaar HaTzion over here, it's like, you know, like it's quoting the sources. So, right, so it's got the Dark Emotion, the Chayadim. Then, like, one of them just says, Achronim.
Yeah, happens sometimes. So when that happens, usually the pshat is, it's a number of Achronim. It's, you know, it's easier to just write Achronim. He's referring to the classics. He's referring to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chayei Adam, the Eliya Rabba, you know, those are the classics.
The ball is.
As you get more familiar, so then you'll already know. Is Hashem.
Right. Okay. I did all the stuff on Purim and Pesach, like respectively. I did Purim then Pesach.
What, in the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah. I did it in the mornings. Wow. Also, some guys, I got so judged in this farm store. I was like, yeah, I need a Mishnah Berurah. I said Daf Mishnah Berurah Legalef, because the guy spoke Yiddish. I threw in a word of Yiddish there. I said Daf Mishnah Berurah Legalef. The guy goes, he looks at me, he's like, you need Menuked? I'm like, yeah.
There you go.
I was like,
not bad. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up, Yaeli. I read enough Rashi as is. I don't need to read Chofetz Chaim in Rashi.
Thank you.
What? Nope. Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Let's begin. Bezes Hashem. Before we run out of time, Bezes Hashem, we're going to talk about today the sugya. Where are we? Okay, the sugya today, Bezes Hashem, about two topics that really come together at the Gemara. They both come together in a Mishnah and a Gemara. It's two topics. It's relating to meat as far as Pesach is concerned. And it's not the issue of eating meat, the chiyuv to eat meat, but rather the first topic is the halacha of having roasted meat on Pesach. And the second topic, which relates to it, is talking about meat on Pesach, so which also includes talking about meat before Pesach. These are two areas in halacha which I think are probably not well known, but we're going to discuss it, Be'ezus Hashem, try to clarify some of the very important halachas over here. Okay, and the Gemara begins, I hope the Olam got the Ma'amar Kemes. The Gemara begins, Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amid Aleph. It's a Mishnah over here, that says it's going to in the fourth parak of Tzachim. It's called Parak Makom Shenagu. It talks about a number of different things which are dependent upon minhagim. If you're in a place where they have that minhag, then you do it. If you're in a place where they don't have the minhag, then you don't have to do it. So this Mishnah gives us a number of examples, and one of them is Makom Shenagu Lechol Tzali Balei Leip Tzachim. If you're in a place where the minhag is to eat roasted meat on Leil Pesach, so then Ochlin, you're allowed to eat roasted meat on Leil Pesach. But if you're in a Makom Shenagu Shelo Lechol, if you're in a place where the minhag is to not eat roasted meat, ain't Ochlin, and you don't eat the roasted meat on Leil Aseder. So we're talking about a minhag not to eat roasted meat on Leil Aseder. That's the Mishnah. Now, as far as this din is concerned, the Mishnah talks about this, and on the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav takes it a step further. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asur lo la'adam sheyomar basazel pesach hu mibnei shenire kimakdish behem toy v'ochel kachem machot. It's usher for a person, says Rav, it's usher for a person to say that this meat is for Pesach. Why? Because then it looks like he's being makdish his animal for a karbon. And then he comes out when he's eating it, it looks like he's eating kachem machot. So this is a problem. Now that I'd be eating kachem machot, so we have gzeir derabanan. Now we don't even want you to look like you're eating kachem machot. Okay, kachem machot, the pshat is if you have kachem, it's meant to be eaten in certain areas. Different karbonos are meant to be eaten in certain in different places. And if you're eating karbon pesach, so you have to eat it in a certain place. If you're not in that right place, so then you're being over this din of kachem machot. So since bizman is there, we're not in the right place to be eating the karbon pesach. So therefore, we have a problem of nireh kol kachem machot. That's the din of the Gemara on this Mishnah. And the Gemara goes to a shakla v'tarya. The Gemara says that this is true. Amar Papa, it's true davka by meat, but not by wheat. Chita. Chita, you're allowed to say this chita is for Pesach. Why? Because we'll say that the wheat is, what's it called? Is being watched for Pesach. In other words, the wheat is being, we need it to be, we need people to be careful that it shouldn't become chametz. So when I'm saying this wheat is for Pesach, I'm not saying that it's kadosh for the Karban Pesach. I'm saying that it needs to be non-chametz. So that's why by wheat it's okay. But meat is a problem. Okay. The Gemara says a little bit more. The Gemara says that there was a chash of a yid in Rome. His name was Rabbi Yossi Todos. Rabbi Yossi Todos was a very chash of a yid in Rome. And he used to have a gezunta roasted animal, a roasted gedi, a leil aseder. And the Chachamim sent that, you know, if not for the fact that you're such a chash of a person, we would make a gzeira to put you in cheirim. Why? Because what was he doing? He was eating this roasted meat. And not only was he eating this roasted meat, he was saying, everybody in all the Yidden in Rome, they should eat this roasted meat on Leila Seder because this is mamish like, you know, the closest we have to the Karban Pesach. We want to remember the Karban Pesach. So therefore, what did, what's it called? What did he do? He used to have Kleisrael eat it. Chazal say that they were going to put him in Cherem. He's being machil kachim machot. It looks like he's being machil kachim machot. Roasting the animal in the way that they used to roast the Karban. They would take the inside and put it right next to the animal, and then they would roast the animal without the insides in it. So the Gemara says he wasn't really eating kachem machot. It looked like he was eating kachem machot. So l'chayra, what do we see here? We see that it's only when you're roasting it like that. But just say it, says the Gemara. That's a kashan rav. You're not no problem with saying it. Zog the Gemara. The conclusion of the Gemara is that it depends. If you're saying it, so then even if you don't roast it in this way, that you have the whole animal with the innards on the side of it, like they did in the Karban Pesach, that's usher. If you say that this meat is for Pesach, it's usher. If you don't say this meat is for Pesach, it's usher anyway to roast it in that way. But if I'm not roasting it in that way with the innards on the side, then it's going to be mutter. So the conclusion of the Gemara is that there's two dinim. One is as far as how I talk about the meat of the Korban Pesach, and two is as far as what I do with the meat of the Korban Pesach. I'm not allowed to say this meat is for Pesach. Why? Because Nireh Kemachil Kemakdish Behema V'Ochel Kachim Mechot. That's one. Two, I'm not allowed to roast the animal in such a way that it was similar to the way they did it in Korban Pesach, because that's also going to be Nireh Ka'Ochel Kachim Mechot. So these are the two dinim that come from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel. Now, let's just
analyze. It says that if you say this means for Pesach Hatasar, and even if you roast it, even if you don't say it's for Pesach, if you roast it in that way, then it's Hatasar also.
Right. Correct. That's right. There's the eating, and I mean the way you prepare it and the way you speak about it. Exactly. Now let's just analyze this a little bit further. Let's go back to the Yisoid. The reason behind this din is because it looks like you're having kachim, b'chutz. It looks like you're eating kachim in an improper way. Kachim, where's the kachim? What about this looks like kachim? The problem with the kachim over here is that when I say it's for Pesach, or when I prepare like Pesach, so it looks like the Korban Pesach. Looks like Korban Pesach. So, in Cain, L'chaira, it should only apply if I'm dealing with an animal which is kosher for the Korban Pesach. Imagine I walk into Gourmet Glatt, right, or Seasons, or one of these stores where they sell kosher meat, and they have in the freezer section, they have brisket and roast beef and, you know, corned beef and ribs and lamb, flunkin, all the different things. So I go to the section and I'm saying, okay, which one should we get for Pesach? Let's get this meat for Pesach. Is that a problem? What did I do? Did I do something wrong? Maybe I didn't do anything wrong because it's in the freezer. You can't be makdish meat that's in the freezer and bring that as a carbon, right? So maybe there's nothing wrong with that. Or maybe I'll say, no, look, what did I say? I said, this meat is for Pesach. That's exactly what the Gemara says. This meat is for Pesach. You can't say that. Dr. Rashi. Basar zeh, says Rashi, v'afilu shchuto kvar, even if it's already shechted, even if it's not in a state that I could be makdish it and bring it as a carbon, still it's included.
Who says that?
Rashi. Rashi on the page. Oh. Rashi on the page says that. Now that's a chiddush. L'chaira, it's a very big chiddush. Rashi's taking this din to an extreme that we don't understand. Even if it's already shechted, how could you be makdish a piece of meat that's already shechted? You can't beat that as a carbon. What's going on here? Oof. Very shver. Now, the Rush points out that there's a machlokes here between Rashi and the Tosfos. And if you pay attention with the Tosfos, you'll be able to see that Tosfos learns that it's limited to exactly what could be used for the carbon. You have meat that could be used for the carbon. That's going to be included in this din. It cannot be used for the carbon. It's not included in this din. So therefore, it also is going to, let's say there's a piece of chicken. Yeah, let's say even a live chicken, right? I say, hey, let's use this chicken for Pesach. So according to the Tosfos, chicken is not kosher for Korban Pesach.
So this would only apply to like beef, goat, and dove, right? Everything else is fine.
Dogs?
Dove.
Oh, yeah, dove. No, you can't bring a dove for Korban Pesach.
For the Korban Pesach. Oh, right. It's just beef. Yeah. So then, yeah.
Oh, not even lamb. Only kevah.
Only lamb, not even beef. Okay, wow. Fine.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If you have beef, it's or not a fish included head. In Korban Pesach. What?
No. Or a fish head.
Or a fish head, exactly. That's also not included. According to Tosfos, that's what comes out. And L'chaira Tosfos makes a lot of sense because we're talking about being makdish, this piece of this thing, this animal. It's nearer like a makdish for the Korban Pesach, so it has to be something which is roi for the Korban Pesach. How could I say it applies to something which is not roi for the Korban Pesach? Big chiddush of Rashi, which we're going to have to explain. But this is how the Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns the more pashut pshat. Zok the Rush. What's the pshat of Rashi? So the Rush says that if you look in the Rashi, what does he say? He says meat which is shechted. what's the idea of me, which is shechted? Very precious. What happens is that if I makdish an animal, it's not going to stay alive. What happens? I'm going to shecht it, and then I'm going to eat it. So this piece of meat that I have on my plate, ba'atzim, it came originally from a carbon. So now I'm saying, oh, this meat is for Pesach. Dr. Rush, you know what people are going to think? People are going to think that I was makdish it originally while it was alive, and then I shechted it, and this is a piece from that meat that I said it was for Pesach. So it comes out that the piece of meat now, the problem is not mitzad now. The problem is that what I'm saying now makes it look like it came from Basar for Pesach. That's how the Rashi is masbir, this part of the Rashi. Now, it gets a little bit trickier. Why? Because if you pay attention, the way the Rashi is explaining the Rashi, so you see that the Rashi is masbir Rashi, that it's not even limited to lamb, which is shechted. But even if you have, like you said before, even if you have beef, even if you have from a cow, which can't be used for Karban Pesach, but it's still going to be included in this din, according to Rashi. The way the Rashi is.
All other meats?
All other meats.
But I'm saying someone's not going to look at someone eating like chicken breast and be like, oh, bet that was Machaker the Korban Pesach. I mean,
well, let's leave chicken on the side for a second. He says okay, behema. Fine. He says behema. We'll talk about chicken soon, believe me.
So behema, I mean, there's, okay, so if someone has like a whole, you know, side of cow, no one's also going to think that that was Machaker the Korban Pesach.
Right. It's true. That's Akasha. That's Mamish Akasha that we are bothered by. Why? Bishlama, the Rush had a very nice hesber. If I have a piece of shechted lamb, I go to the freezer in the store and they're selling lamb chops. I understand if I say it's for Pesach, so somebody might think that I was really makdish while it was alive. Fine, but say the Gemara. And this is a piece from that animal which was alive as a carbon pest. Okay, I understand. But if it's not lamb, so it's not really for Pesach Bechlal. How did the Rush extend it over there? Big Kiddush. He's being mad with Rashi, but how does that make sense? So what does he say? He says, what are we afraid? Listen to this part. The pshat is that when Rashi says that it extends even to a piece of beef, even to, right, to meat from a cow, the pshat is because we are chayshish, maybe he was makdish the cow, and use that money, he's going to use that money to buy a Karban Pesach.
What?
That's wild, right? That's wild. But there's a strong kasha that we could ask on this. The bomb kasha we could ask on this. What's the bomb kasha we could ask on this?
A million.
Let's begin with what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're allowed to say this wheat is for Pesach, right? The Gemara says you're allowed to say wheat is for Pesach. Why? Because, says Rashi, lo domula kachim. It's not similar to kachim. Right? And he explains. When you say about the weed, it's for Pesach, so you just make sure it's not chametz dik. Lamina mechzi kemanda amar lemaych run veliknoiz Pesach bidman. We don't say it looks like you're going to be makdish it just to sell it and get the money and use the money to buy a Karban Pesach. Dr. Rashi, An explanation of the Gemara regarding wheat, we don't say that it looks like you're going to take it and use the money to buy a Karban Pesach. So why would he extend it to behema? What's pshat? So here we come to a problem, big problem. And there's two ways to answer this kasha. And there's two ways to answer this kasha is going to have tremendous Nafkamina la'alacha. Tremendous. Okay? What's the two ways to answer this kasha? One way to answer this kasha is the Bach's Terence. The Bach says, you want to know the pshat, you have to be medayik to Gemara. Be medayik to Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Be medayik Rashi. What does Rashi say? Why is wheat mutter? You know why wheat is mutter? Because the Gemara says, chiti loy. Why? The minter lepischa kamar. Rashi says, you know why wheat is mutter? Because ki kamar chitin elu lepesach. When he says this wheat is for Pesach, minter lepesach kamar, atzniu lepesach. he's saying, keep this set aside for Pesach, that it shouldn't become chametz stick. That's what he's saying when he says the wheat is for Pesach. In other words, there's an alternative reason, there's a way to explain what he's saying as having nothing to do with kachim. Zok the Bach. Therefore, wheat is going to be mutter. Behema. You don't say, oh, this behema should be separate, not chametz stick. Behemas don't get chametz stick. So therefore, a behema is going to be usher. Very simple, straightforward. Vart of the Bach in Rashi. Geschmack. Very, very beautiful. Anytime, it comes out according to the Bach, anytime that I have a way of explaining why I said LePesach, it's going to be mutter. But if I don't have a reason to explain why I said Davka LePesach, so then I'm going to be choshish. Maybe the reason why I said LePesach is to be Magdish it. Even if it's not regular carbon, I'm going to use that money to buy a Karm Pesach. That's what comes out, the Bach according to Rashi. Tremendous nafkamina. Let's talk about chicken. You want to buy chicken. You say, hey, let's get this chicken for Pesach. According to Rashi, that's a problem. It's usher to say that. According to Taisvis, you're allowed to say that because you can't use chicken for the Mizbeach, for the Karm Pesach. I mean. This is a tremendous chiddush that comes out from Rashi. The Rashi is brought down by the Rosh. He's brought in the tour. And it's something which is a major, major chiddush ledina. What should you do? So you should say, Basar, you should say, let's get this chicken for Yom Tov. This chicken for Yom Tov, then you're okay. Let's get this meat for Yom Tov. Then that's okay, no problem. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a divin teretz. A divin teretz for the problem in Rashi. Instead of explaining the vart that you have a reason to be saying the wheat is for Pesach, he says different lumdus. What's the other lumdus? The lumdus is that, and he's bringing it from the Magen Avraham. It's the Magen Avraham over here on the page. In Tav Samach Tes Tivkan Beis. That the vart is that there's a tremendous chiluk between a behema and chita. A behema, if you're makdish the behema, so then what happens is that you can't be paided. Why? Because it's roi lemizbeach. So therefore, I cannot be paided. Gemara says in Shavuos Tafir Aleph, makdish the behema has kedushas a guf ein loy pidyon. So therefore, that's not a problem. Okay, so it comes out, Magen Avraham, that this problem is only extending to scenarios where it's something which is going to have Kedusha Taguf. If it's going to have Kedusha Taguf, in other words, if it can be used on the Mizbeach, and therefore it gets Kedusha Taguf, then, Memela, I cannot be paided. If I can't be paided, that's where there's a problem. Any animal that is Roy Lemizbeach gets Kedushas Aguf. Even if
okay, but Kimcha is Roy Lemizbeach now? Saying the Mincha.
What?
Kimcha is Roy Lemizbeach.
You're right. The wheat, so therefore, Zot Rashi, by the wheat, I have this additional Svara that even though I'll say people will think it's right for the Mizbeach for Menachos, let's say. So therefore, Dr. Ashi, why wheat is an additional Svara, which says that still it's mutter. Why? Because I'm just saying it's for Pesach. Because why? I'm saying it's for Pesach in order that we shouldn't keep it chametz stick. We should keep it non-chametz stick. So in other words, the Bach is learning that Svara is the baseline svara. Anything that doesn't have that svara is usher. Mashenkin, according to the Magen Avraham, the baseline begins with the fact that it has to be Roi Lemizbeach. If it's not Roi Lemizbeach, I don't even need that svara. of that I'm using it for a non-chametz tikkun purpose. But if it is Ra'ah l'Mizbeach, then the svara of non-chametz tikkun purpose comes in to be matir, something which is Ra'ah l'Mizbeach. Clear?
1 second.
Yeah, okay. Danny, you got that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So it comes at tremendous nafkamina because fish, for example, or chicken, for example, is not Ra'ah l'Mizbeach. According to the Magen Avraham, there's no problem. You're allowed to say, this chicken is for Pesach. You're allowed to say, let's get this fish for Pesach. According to the Bach, in Rashi, you would not be allowed to say that. You have to say, it's for Yom Tov. Let's get this fish for Yom Tov. Let's get this chicken for Yom Tov. Comes out tremendous machloikes, a major nafkamina la'alacha. Now, the Taz comes into the sugya with a huge kula based on this lumdus that we just explained from Rashi. Rashi's telling us that there's a major heter in the sugya regarding wheat. What's the heter? The heter is that if I can interpret my word as saying Pesach, the reason why I said Pesach is because in using it, I'm trying to tell people, make sure it doesn't get chametzik. So then I can say, oh, it wasn't to be makdish. No shaykh to be makdish. And it's mutter. That was a heter from Rashi, a major heter. Okay, we had a machlokes, the Bach, the Magen Avraham, had to explain it. But bottom line is a major heter from Rashi. Comes the Taz and says, look in the Chumash. How does the Torah talk about this Yom Tov? The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos. The Torah never calls it Chag HaPesach. We use a carbon for Chag HaMatzos. What's that carbon called? Carbon Pesach. So therefore, Zakta Taz, that the idea of this whole Isser stems from the fact that we call the Yom Tov Chag HaMatzos. We call the carbon Pesach. So Mimela, when I say this meat is for Pesach, what am I talking about? I'm saying it's for the carbon Pesach. Very clear. However, Zakta Taz, right there in Shulchan Aruch, Taf Samach Taz, Bizmanazeh, Klai Yisrael, how do we talk about this upcoming Yom Tov? What do we call it? We call it Pesach, like the famous Vard. Everybody knows the famous Vard. Why do we call it Pesach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos? Because Hashem says, look, Klai Yisrael, you ran out of Mitzrayim, you took the dough, you didn't even wait to make it into challah. And it baked in matzah. I'm Wait. Calling the Yom Tov after what? Your, what's it called?
Let Yosef write it down. Your
emunah. What?
We should be a little slower so Rav Bentley can write this one down.
Right. I do have a little bit of memory skills. We'll see.
Okay. But when it comes to Klai Yisrael calling the Yom Tov, we call the Yom Tov Pesach. Because we're recognizing Hashem's chesed that Hashem did for us. What's Hashem's chesed? He skipped over the houses of the Yidden, like we discussed yesterday in Tanis Bechorim. In Makis Bechorim, Hashem skipped over the houses of the Yidden. So therefore, we call it Pesach.
I'm literally just saying, insert famous vort here.
Dr. Taz, based on this, he says, in Cain, he's alumnus of Rashi, there's never any Isser. Why? Because the Isser would only be relevant if I am going to interpret my words as referring to Karm Pesach. But Bizmanazeh, how do we refer to the Yom Tov? We call the Yom Tov Chag HaPesach. Today, that's how Klai Yisrael does it. So therefore, Zakta Taz, it's not Negeh anymore. Because why? Because today Klai Yisrael calls it the Yom Tov of Pesach. So therefore, whenever I say, oh, let's get this meat for Pesach, I'm not saying for the carbon Pesach. I'll interpret my words that I'm saying it's for the Yom Tov of Pesach. Just like Rashi says by wheat, that it's mutter because I'm interpreting my words for some other Pesach Dika connotation. So over here, I'm interpreting my words for some alternative Pesach connotation. The Yom Tov of Pesach, not the carbon Pesach. A major kula from the Taz. And according to this, it would apply across the board. Lamb chops, doesn't make a difference. You can say, let's get it for Pesach. Now, this is the basics of the sugya of talking about meat for Pesach. Let's just be maisif. two nekudas. Number one, this applies regarding, according to some achronim, they speak out. There's a musik called ksiva kedibur. There's a musik that, let's say I'm writing it down. Let's say I make a shopping list. So I'm going to write my shopping list, all the things to buy in the supermarket. All right, let's get meat for Pesach, right? Lamb chops for Pesach, flanken for Pesach, corned beef for Pesach. No good. If you can't say it, then you can't write it. So what do? You say, let's get it for Yom Tov. Again, it's going to be telling the major machlokes achronim that we quoted, but it seems that the achrav, the Mishnah Berurah, is that lichatchila we should be machmir for all of the shittos. That means lichatchila for sure for Tosfos that it's lamb or whatever it is that's that type of species, lamb, or so then it would be you shouldn't say or write that it's for Pesach lichatchila. According to Rashi in the Bach, if it's anything which doesn't have an alternative explanation, let's say like to make it non-chametz stick, better to be machmir, don't say for Pesach. According to Magen Avraham, if it's something which is going to have kedushas aguf, in other words, it's relim is beyach, better be machmir, don't say for Pesach. So therefore, lechatchila, this covers a tremendous amount. But the Ma'aril, and this will bring us to the, sorry, before we bring the Ma'aril, let's just speak out that the Bach even goes so far really as to say that it's usher b'dievet, because the Gemara talks about even eating it, that you're not allowed to eat it because it would look like you're eating kashin. So therefore, zok the Bach that it would even be usher b'dievet. However, the Magen Avraham and others argue on him and say it's only usher l'chatchila, and even if you said this meat is for Pesach, you're still allowed to eat it. Major machlokas. Mishbura Paskins on that shiloh, that you're allowed to be makel, you're allowed to eat the meat. Okay? Now, let's fear ice with the Ma'aril, and this will bring us to the next Nekuda. The Ma'aril says that the Geder is, it's a Chuvas Ma'aril, it's Ma'aril in Halachas, Minhagi Ma'aril, it's both Minhagi Ma'aril, and it's quoted by the Bach also, that what's the Geder? The Geder is if you need a Shechter. If it requires Shechita, then you're not allowed to say it's for Pesach. But if it doesn't require Shechita, then you're allowed to say it's for Pesach. The Nafkamina, obviously, is going to apply to fish. Fish don't require Shechita, but chicken does. So chicken, you would now be allowed to say it's for Pesach. But fish, you're allowed to say it's for Pesach. This is the Ma'aril. Now, the Ma'aril, we know, leader of Ashkenazic Jewry, establishes halacha for Klais or for Ashkenazic Jews. And therefore, l'chaira, we should go with what he says. Dr. Bach, Shechita? Where did that come from? Who said that it's Tali in Shechita? You want to tell me it's Royal Karban Pesach? Makes sense. You want to tell me people are going to think that you're Podis with Karban Pesach? Seder. Also makes sense. What does Shechita have to do with anything? Dr. Bach, you know what I think happened here? The Hamshach of the Gemara itself, the next sugya. The sugya says that you can't have roasted meat, a Leila Seder. Why? Because it looks like you're eating kachim. It looks like you're eating karbesa, roasted meat. The tour brings from the Avi Ezri that, again, Avi Ezri, right? Tour brings that in Tafayin Vav, that the Geder is anything which needs Shechita cannot be eaten roasted on Leila Seder. Okay, we're moving into the second sugi. The second sugi is not eating roasted food by the Leila Seder. Where does it apply? According to the Pashtus of the Gemara, it applies to something which looks like it's the Karban Pesach. Meat, again, which is Seth, Keves, from that family, lamb, roasted, Leila Seder, problem. Chicken, roasted, mutter. Beef, roasted, mutter. However, Dr. Abiyas, any roasted meat is a problem. Why? Because once you tell a guy you let have roasted chicken, roasted beef, people are going to start saying, oh, that's roasted, it's mutter, so lamb is also mutter if it's roasted. It's not mamish the carbon pesach. So what's the difference? So it's going to be too many coolers. It's going to be problematic. No roasted. What? Where do we draw the line? If it needs shechita, that's where you draw the line. It's too similar to carbon pesach. Anything roasted, anything needs shechita. If it's roasted, you cannot eat it. Fish doesn't get roasted, doesn't get tested. You gotta have it roasted. Eggs don't get tested. You gotta have roasted eggs. We use an egg, Zeikel Karben Chagiga, and many people roast it. The reason why we roast it is because there are those who hold that the Karben Chagiga is meant to be roasted. So we have an egg which is roasted, and we usually use that on the Ka'ara itself. Dr. Mishabura, you should eat that roasted egg by the Leila Seder. It's mutter. You're allowed to have roasted egg. And a Zeichel Chagiga, the Chagiga was eaten by the Leila Seder. You should eat it. Roasted meat is a problem. Roasted chicken, roasted lamb, roasted beef. Those are problematic. Need shechita. Doesn't need shechita, it's okay. Dr. Bach, I'll be there. Maybe that's where my real got this together from. It's the same sugya. It's talking about roasted. It's talking about looks like kachim. Anything we need shechita, that is going to be included in the din. That I can't say this is for Pesach. Okay, so we're concluding like this. According to my real, anything that needs shechita, I can't say it's for Pesach. According to the Tosfos, it has to be royal carbon, mamish. And according to Rukarben Pesach, that is. According to Magen Avraham, in Das Rashi, anything which is royal is beach. Is going to be a problem. And according to Bach in Rashi, it's going to apply to anything unless I have a reason, a good reason to say that I said for Pesach as opposed to, stop for Yom Tov. And therefore,
what does it mean anything? Like
anything. It could apply to eggs, it could apply to fish, it could apply to cheese, milk, anything. Because all of these things I can use and be poided. I could be makdish it and give the money its monetary value to buy a carbon pesach. So therefore, it's a problem. And now let us say, get cheese and milk and yogurt for Pesach, according to the Bach and Rashi.
So the Ma'aril says anything that needs shechita, and right. Tosfos says anything that's roasted.
Right. No, Tosfos says anything that's right for carbon pesach.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right? So it's coming out basically four shitos over here. Within this, of what am I allowed to say, Roy, for Pesach? The Mishnah Brura says the best thing is, L'chatchila be machmir for everything. And therefore, when I'm going shopping, I should make sure, unless it's something which one might think is Chametz Dik or Pesach Dik, so then I should say, I'm getting it for Yom Tov. Let's get this for
Yom Tov. Is that the only example that there is something that's like fitting for something other than
Mishbeach. You mean wheat? Wheat?
Like wheat, right? Is there another example other than wheat? Like, okay, yeah. So wheat is...
Well, basically anything that could be from the five grains, because those are things which...
Right. I know, that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Other than something being set aside
for Chametz. I don't know of another example. No, I do not know of another example.
Uh-huh.
I do not know of another example. Right? So it comes out, big chiddush, tremendous... it could be that, we could be mitzaref. L'chor, we could be mitzaref. A number of the shitas, let's say the Magen Avraham, together with the Ma'aril, together with the Taz, together with Tosfos, and then we would limit it to only, something that needs shechita, let's say, right? And then you wouldn't have to be machmir more than that. But the Mishnah Brura says to be machmir even by fish. It could be that once you extend it to fish, L'chayra, the Mishnah Brura is being machmir by basically anything, because anything is like fish. Fish doesn't need shechita. Fish is, if not right for the Mizbeach, L'chayra, everything else is like fish. That's L'chayra which should come out. The Mishnah Brura is being very machmir over here.
Eggs.
What?
Eggs.
Yikes? Or eggs?
Eggs. Eggs.
Eggs, that's right. Eggs would also be
included. Right, the Mishnah Brura would say be machmir for that.
Yeah, the Mishnah Brura seems to be machmir across the board by all these things. It's
something
seems
to be or is. He is
machmir. The only examples that he gives, he says you should be machmir l'chatchila. The examples are fish and, chicken and fish. Those are the examples.
So the question, so the question of eggs is a good question then, because that,
So I'm applying what the Mishnah Berurah says regarding fish to everything else also, eggs, etc. Because we don't find fish to fit into any of the other categories. It's not Roi L'Mizbeach. It's not Kedushas HaGuf. It's not Ton Shechita. It's not something which...
Yeah, but I could confuse, you know, Moroccan fish for Moroccan lamb. It's all covered in sauce anyway. I'm never confusing an egg for a Korban Pesach.
Moroccan eggs, I'm saying maybe the same thing. I don't know. So what does that mean? You could confuse fish with...
Saying the reason Mishnah Berurah is saying to be machmir is because then people might say, oh, if this is okay, then it's okay. This is okay. I'm saying egg is like completely, like it's not even meat. It's not fish isn't meat either, but at least it could look like meat, but egg can't.
I don't know. I mean, my fish doesn't look like meat, but
That's why I said Moroccan, because Sephardi people, they make weird food. I'm just saying issue is we're being machmir because people might make, you know, a false assumption, then I'm just saying like by certain things, that like by a roasted egg, I just don't see that. Like, where's the need to be machmir in that?
Because fish doesn't fit into any of the other explanations.
Because it's so different, so therefore also other things.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Once you extend it to fish, so l'chayra it extends to everything else. That's l'chayra.
Leia Klein.
So in Cain, we understand that
Hey Leia.
The Shabbat is telling us to be machmir lechatchila for your shopping list to make sure that you don't say I'm buying this for Pesach. Don't say I'm buying, you know, yogurt for Pesach. Say I'm buying yogurt. For Yom Tov. I'm buying yogurt for Yom Tov. That's what you could say. Yankee, how you doing?
I have to come on to see Rebbe. It's my sister's computer, so it said Leia first.
I hear that. Okay. Later, we understand.
You're right on time.
We're finishing up over here.
I know I'm a little late. Okay, settle down.
Don't worry, Yankee. We're going to catch you tomorrow. But listen, the last heter over here, very important heter, which the Mishnah Berurah and other places can point out based on the fact that we speak a different language than Aramaic. You ready for this? They say like this. Let's say I say that I'm buying this food for Pesach. So I say I'm buying the food for Pesach. So that sounds like it's for the Korban Pesach, right? Well, let's say I say I'm buying the food to be eaten on Pesach. Right? So if I say that, I'm not saying it should be for a Korban Pesach. So therefore, they make a chiluk if I say Le Pesach or Al Pesach. So I can say, let's buy meat to eat on Pesach. That's no problem. Let's buy meat for Yom Tov. Let's buy meat for Yom Tov. No problem. Comes out, the only problem that's going to be, the only case that's problematic is if I say, let's buy meat for Pesach. Let's buy yogurt for Pesach. It's usher l'chatchila to say that. That's what's coming out. And as far as having roasted food, obviously you don't want roasted yogurt at your Seder. You only want roasted meat or other types of things that need shechita. That's what's coming out of this sugya. Be'ezus Hashem, you should be zaycha to have roasted Korban Pesach, the hair be amenu.
Oh, mine.
How did Rebbe get the background?
Download it online.
I didn't know Rebbe took Kentucky.
Okay. I didn't hear you. Sorry,
I didn't realize Rebbe's such a techie that he was able to get the background.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? This is what it's all about. I leave it on the whole day just so we can look at the base of Migdash, you know?
I hear.
It's geschmack. Whoa, Yosef, that was a very elevating.
Yeah, this is all very, like, way above my level. Like, I was going to ask, like, hey, why don't we eat bread on Pesach? And then Rebbe's telling me, oh, we don't even mention it when we go shopping that this is for Pesach. I'm like, okay. All
right. Yeah. It's pretty.
It's pretty out there.
I first came across this halakha, I'll be honest. Came across the halakha. I didn't think it was real. I was like, what? For real? Say that this meat is for Pesach? And
no, you could say it's eating on Pesach, Shkayach. Like, who's
Yom Tov?
Rebbe, how you doing? I haven't seen you.
If you go shopping and someone says this is for Pesach and you go home and they're building a mizbeach and shechting it, then they got other things going on that you need to worry about. Like it's like, I don't know. Not this good. Is all very out not there.
Good. People do okay. try to do that.
Look.
Whatever.
I don't know what that means.
5 pounds. People try to do that.
In Yerushalayim, it could be. You know, we could check the carbon. Why not?
There's some dude walking out Bar Park a few days ago with a goat and a shofar, so could be. No, it was a donkey.
There's actually a guy. There's a guy in Ramat Eshkol that just bought a goat, actually.
Nah, not for long.
What do you mean not for long?
He's gonna shecht it. Someone said we're buying a goat for Pesach, so he's like, "Oh, okay."
That's a great example. I have to find out if he said let's buy it for Pesach. He bought a goat because everyone's talking about Mashiach coming with the crazy matzav that's going on in the world. So he's like, I got to get ready. So he went and he bought a goat.
I mean, I was just reading an article about why we can't bring a carbon pace off today. It's like a big machlekes or something.
Reading an article the whole paper.
So Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer wrote a paper called
Yeah, but everyone's
I saw a thing.
You got destroyed, Rabbi.
They're running out of Torah. They're running out of Torah to talk about.
I mean, his Rebbe Rebbe Kivager was like killed.
Yeah, that's right. Rebbe Kivager was major. What is that, Yankee?
I saw a thing that a guy bought two goats waiting for a carbon Pesach.
Yeah, that's right. One goat for carbon Pesach.
Everyone has their shtickle how coronavirus means Mashiach.
Yeah, it's really true. I'm saying we got to get ready.
Might have to get ready. You, I have my
Everyone in Yeshiva who's back in America right now is not going to Mashiach. It's not happening except for Donnie.
Why are you so sure that we're not going? Why not?
I mean, you should see what happens when there's no Zoom shirim going on. It's Mashiach is not for them. Thanks. Not for me.
Thank you. Okay, Rachmanel is glad. I'll go find him. Maybe we'll have to try to, you know, figure something out, how to improve it. But in the meantime, we just have to know that, you know,
Shem is always watching.
Yeah. Is that what I'm saying? We have to spend a little more time on the Mayim HaKomos. You know what I'm saying? Try to figure out how to use our time productively. This is something which it's in our hands. Whether Mashiach is going to come is in our hands. There's Hashem. You know, there was a yeshiva actually here in Eretz Yisrael where they kept going. They're going until Dal and Nisan. So Thursday was the last day, this past Thursday. Everybody was steiging away, learning away, and talking about how Mashiach is for sure coming. One of the Bachrim wants to do a shtick. He's like, it's the end of this man. So he woke everybody up by
blowing
a shofar. Yeah. It was a great shtick. Guys were running. They were going for Mashiach. They're like, wow, it's crazy.
Rebbe, it's so great to see Rebbe. I came out early to see Rebbe. And of course,
the truth is, I feel the same way. I always feel the same way, Yankee. Shkirach for coming on. Bez Hashem tomorrow. Usually we start at 7 o'clock, Yankee. We'll see you at that time, Bez Hashem.
7 o'clock and, time because I'm not up at 7 o'clock.
No, 7 o'clock Israel. Sorry, 12 o'clock your time. 12 o'clock is America time.
PM.
Don't tell me you're not up at 12 o'clock.
No, I wake up 7 o'clock.
That's great.
Staying busy.
You wake up at Breakfast 7. Temp.
7.
By the way, there's nothing to wake up to.
That's not make something to wake up to.
Wake up to. Oh, there you go, Yosef. That's right.
Wake up at 9.
Make something to wake up to.
Rebbe, all I had in yeshiva, all I had was that I woke up early. If I lose that, I lose everything. I can't.
Wow.
I don't learn. I just watch Netflix till 9:30 and then, you know, get out of bed. But I'm just saying. Kidding.
Thank you, well. Horrible. Yankee, don't listen. Close your ears, Yankee.
I have to say, honestly, since this whole thing started, I don't even think I watched like a movie or a TV show.
Wow. Huge. Ashrecha. Ashrecha Batavilov. Yagi, that's amazing. Tremendous accomplishment.
I don't know if it's amazing. Just stop. It just worked out that way.
Listen, you got to keep up the streak. You're going to say, I went through Corona.
Hold on. Depends where we're counting from. Because I remember I watched something with my family like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Ah, okay. That's before Purim, 4 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, it was before Purim 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just saw a Gevaldige thing. It said,
yeah, share with us.
Rosh Hashanah was 6 months ago now, which is pretty funny because Purim was also 6 months ago.
I don't get it.
The time is going by so slow now that we're all like, I mean, it has been 6 months ago.
I don't know. My time is not going by so slow.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't get it.
Well, Rebbe has kids, not Araya.
Yeah, right. I know. Everyone who has kids, like, what do you mean? I'm so busy. And all of us who don't have kids, we're like, we're dying.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, thank you. Well,
I'm busy.
Yeah, I saw a meme. I
watch Netflix for 3 hours. I don't.
I saw a meme.
Also, like, don't watch Netflix. That was a joke.
The coronavirus. I saw this meme. First of all, is everybody dominating the Minion now? Because Rav Chaim came out like against Minionim like heavy.
Yeah, somebody told me Rav Chaim came out very against Minionim. And for now, people are saying that he only came out against Minyanim in Bnei Brak. So some people are saying he also came out against Minyanim in the rest of the world. Also,
yeah, call the Choma the rest of the world, obviously.
No, because
Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak, they say, is going to be the worst.
Bnei Brak has Corona right now, the most severe in the whole world.
Yeah,
far Chabad, yeah, I heard them. Pretty far about the worst in Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak's second worst. Then Yerushalayim, and then like Beit Haram.
Okay, so yeah, it could be. But in Bnei Brak, they weren't following the guidelines until yesterday. So it's pretty bad in Bnei Brak.
There's a video that went out.
I mean, they're throwing Hafganaz because they don't want to be in court. Like, they don't want to stay home. Oh, I see videos.
Right.
People got arrested by the Mayor Sharm Shtiblo.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Really? People got arrested? Why?
Nazi.
What, for a minion? They got arrested?
No, stop.
Hanging
out.
Oh.
It was for Minion.
It was for Minion? No, I saw them arresting a lady.
No, I think it was for not social distancing.
Right, it's
right. Following
the rule.
By the shul. It was by the shul.
Right, it was by the shul.
You could get 6 months in jail. Look, today I was going to go out. Yankee, this is something you could do if you're looking for something to do. Today I was going to go out to say Birchas Ilanos.
Again? Right?
So now Rebbe, they said,
oh my gosh.
You can't leave. What?
I said again. Didn't you do this like a couple days ago?
And like 2 days ago?
I wanted to, but we didn't find the fruit tree. So we found a sign for the fruit tree, and it's more than 100 meters away. So we're like, I don't know. Should we go? We don't want to get arrested.
It would actually be us to go do that, though. I'm saying if the Medina told you that you can't leave more than 100 meters, and then you go, but you have to listen to the Medina because it's like halakhically you have to, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's so why, it would then be a mitzvah baba.
There you go. That didn't go. 100%.
It's
not Danny. Because the bracha of Birchas Ilanos is the Rabbanan, and the mitzvah of keeping your health is the Raisa. Danny, you brought it back with you from Israel?
In here, yeah.
Oh, good. I'll go on him. So, Yankee, this is what you could do. Go for a walk around your house. Look for a fruit tree. Try to find a fruit tree with some blossoms.
My grandparents. Dude,
I have one in my backyard. I just don't know what to do.
Fruit trees.
What? What do you say, Yankee? And then we hear you, Danny?
My grandparents' whole house, like the whole backyard, is fruit trees. Apple trees.
Oh, good. So take a family trip. Go say the bracha on the trees.
But I don't think there's apples on it yet. And they might be dead.
No, you have to. You're not
it has to be blossoms.
You need the blossoms. If it has apples already, you cannot say the bracha.
To be the first, like not the first blossoms, but it has to be blossoms. It
has to have some level of blossoms. Exactly. That's right.
Blossoms. So
Danny, yeah, like that.
Wait, so I have a plum, peach, some weird fruit that my siblings like to eat. Mother thinks it's poisoned, whatever, they eat it. So can I make a bracha on it? Like it started to like flower and stuff.
Yeah,
starting now. That's a blossom. Yeah. That's
what do I do? I overdo it. I look at it. I make the bracha.
Yeah, you take the whole family. Get everybody together.
Everyone licks it.
One tree is good.
One tree is good. Make a din. There's a hiddur to have two, but one tree is good. Make a din, and get everybody together. The bracha is in the Siddur. It's also in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Chav Vav. And, you know, get everybody a sefer. Everyone go out together. Say the bracha. Praise Hashem. You know, that's one of the ways to be able to bring Hashem into our lives and get rid of this.
Is Rebbe hot?
What's it? Is it Birchas Shevach for trees?
Birchas Shevach for trees, which is a springboard for all of the chesed that Hashem does for us. Everything in the world was created for our benefit. And that's what we're praising Hashem for. Everything Hashem created. Lochiser ba'olamo kulom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us everything for the best.
Is Rebbe home?
I'm home, yeah. Yeah, I'm home.
I couldn't tell.
Yankee, we're in quarantine. We're lockdown.
I was going to say, how's that going for a fruit tree?
So we're allowed to leave the house. You're allowed to go 300 feet radius around the house.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, so how do they know? Because then you can just be like, yeah, it's my house. Like,
no, they ask you questions. What do you mean? They're like, show me your
ID.
It says, ID as it says your address on your license. It says your address.
What about shopping?
You're allowed to shop. You're allowed to go for food items.
Oh, yeah. The video of the guy getting arrested today was like, the guy was yelling at me. He's like, you're allowed to go get the food that you need to eat and nothing else. And everything else is usher and you're going to get fined. And the guy like yelled at him in like Yiddish or something.
Yeah. Listen, it's not a good time that we're living in right now, but it's unique. And it's something that we have to realize. It's extremely unique situation.
At what point are we not living through history?
I don't understand how Yosef and Yanki, how the two of you were not in yeshiva at the same time. I don't get it. You guys would have had such a good time together.
I'm sure we would have, but that we just weren't there.
I know. Oh. Okay.
I never appreciate you. What's your name? Yanki Clark.
Yosef Bentley.
Benatalie.
Yosef.
You'll see,
Listen, guys, Biz Hashem, tomorrow we'll have a chance to spend more time together.